can see that the world hasn't come to an end because I'm here. Or the roof hasn't fallen in either. You see, a couple of years ago, I graduated from Concordia Seminary in 1960. And I spent 11 and a half years in the active ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. And then 5 and a half years ago, I got a call to Bethany Lutheran Church in Webster Groves, Missouri. And then came out of the Missouri Synod and into the American Lutheran Church. When I came here this morning, it felt like I was coming home. But I had a lot of fear inside of myself, and no doubt you had a little bit of fear of me, and a little bit of fear inside of you too. Fear as to who is this guy, and fear of me as who are they, or fear inside of us, can we really trust one another? A lot of times we isolate ourselves because of fear. It happened in the Norwegian Synod because I came out of the Norwegian Synod. And I know from what I speak. My father was the president of Bethany College in Mankato, Minnesota. Now I remember one time when my grandfather or grandmother died, my father could not take communion with his own brothers because he, in a way, feared that he would have a little bit of unionism along with them. A lot of times we feel in the Missouri Synod to the ALC, or the ALC to the Missouri Synod, that there is a lot of fear. And a lot of times when that happens, fear sometimes isolates people. No longer do they talk to one another, and they start taking pot shots at one another. But I'm here. I'm here as your brother. I am here as a Christian, and I am here because I am fearful. I have all of these emotions within me, as you do. And yet at the same time, I hear this word of our God coming to me by our good friend and brother, although deceased, John, where he said, "Perfect love casts out fear. And he who loves is born of God and knows God." Yes, we were all born by our mothers, but yet we were all reborn by holy baptism. And that made all the difference in the world. It separated us from not from one another, but it separated us from the world. And it separated us towards God and God toward us. And that makes all the difference in the world, because now we know the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's a personal thing between God and me, and me and God. And also it's a communal thing between you and I. Our faith in Jesus Christ binds us together into a unity which cannot be broken because of geographic, or because of ethnic background, or because of judicatory ways. The love of God in Christ Jesus to all of us binds us together in a unity of love, which is the idea of casting out fear. Yes, we are continued in that type of love, and God continues his strength to us, not only in baptism, but every single day we have the opportunity to love one another in a communal way, right here in the seminary. And also today, God is strengthening us with his love again, his kiss of peace, by saying to us, "I think so highly of you that I want to give you of my body, which was broken on the cross, and my blood, which was shed for you on Calvary's tree." God is offering that to all of us, and helping us by one way or another to cast out fear. But we a lot of times let fear overcome us instead of letting love overcome fear. That lack of trust that I talked about before, not only isolates us, but fills us with fear. But we don't like to admit that we have fear inside of us, and so we, in a very easy way, get angry. We get angry with one another, and we cover up our anger by our feeling of guilt. We know we shouldn't have guilt, and so it makes us very anxious, and sweat underneath our arms and between our legs comes out because of that fear. But here again, God is reminding us by our good friend John, don't let that happen. But we let fear overcome us, not only by not trusting one another, but also by not talking to one another. That does happen, doesn't it? When sometimes we fear another individual, we don't talk to them, because just maybe we'll get to love them. Maybe we'll get to invest something of ourselves in them and they in us. And yet the barriers many times are built around us and from each other because of our fear for one another. And we let fear overcome us, not only by not trusting one another and not talking to one another, but forgetting for who we are. We are the children of God, not the servants of God, not the people who are always told what to do and what not to do by God, but we are the children of God. And God sent his Son for fear-filled people. For his fear-filled children, he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. And no greater love has any man than that he laid down his life for his friends. I always say for his fear-filled children. That's love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us. And it wasn't a love which we always say scares us, overwhelms us, but it was a love that died, a love that gave life and not death. And God sent his Son to be a sin offering for us. That's the word expiation. And when I took a look at that word again and again and again, I had to keep on reminding myself that God offered his Son as an offering for my sin. And that casts out fear. He fills us with his Holy Spirit. He doesn't leave us empty. He doesn't leave us with a vacuum. He leaves us with his comfort, his comforter, his Holy Spirit. And what can we do now? Split up from one another? I hope to God, no. Go our own way? Please don't. But God is saying to us as brothers and sisters in Christ, not to fear one another, but to love one another as God has loved us in Jesus Christ. Talking to one another, forgiving one another, loving one another, and also you helping me to cast out fear, and I helping you to cast out fear in Christ. That's the difference. I can say, as Dave Elvisacher, it's good to be home and to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with you again. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.